Soulshine is a permaculture-inspired preschool and after-school program. Permaculture is a form of restorative agriculture. The principle behind it is people care, earth care, fair share. So if you take care of each other, we take care of the earth, there's enough bounty for all. So we put nature into the classrooms. We use recycled materials. We source local food. And we're advocates for the community.
I came to Soulshine in 2011, and you came over with a notebook, and you sat at my kitchen table, and I had braces, and my hair was falling out.
And I really didn't understand motherhood at all.
And I was making baby food purees, and I was just, like, spent. And you're like, well, why don't you come work for me for $12 an hour? And I was like, make it 15. And you're like, deal. And I was like, well, hold on. I don't know. I was like,
what did you know of Soulshine at that
point? Nothing. Y'all were just an after-school program.
And so we got our operating license for the preschool September of 2013?
Yeah. 2012.
2012. I also was starting to wake up more and more to what's going on with the food and the
daycare. Well, just birthing your own child
changes
your perspective on everything. And I think that really did a lot, too, when Clementine was born. You shifted, you know, the way you thought about things. So that makes sense that it all falls in the right. Why are you crying?
I'm crying because I think that's when it became hard for me, you know, like to own a preschool. Because now I knew on a higher level, you know, because I had been a mom, even though you had been a mom the whole time. And I thought, like, you know,
but
I mean, I made you walk up two flights of stairs. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, hella easier. I've been raising kids for 18 years. Like, I just thought it was going to.
No. Yeah. No.
And I think I started really, I was always invested in the kids. But, like, when I saw their namaste from, like, a parent's perspective, I think that's when I started to hone in.
If you could do just one thing and reach every single person's heart, what would be that one component?
That they're enough. They're enough, and everything that they need is within their community. And
so has somebody been able to teach you that you're enough?
Yeah, you. You teach me that I am enough, you. Oh. Brayman teaches me. But there's a... It's this being an empath and raising people's children and wanting to do it in a way I put people over profits at every turn.
It's not been a cakewalk by any means. But the one thing that's kept me holding on is the ability to raise my children. And it's priceless.
Is that why you stay?
No.
Because they're not little anymore.
For sure. No, why I stay is because it's been so rewarding on so many levels. So, and to be a part of that and continue to see that it's never stagnant. It's always moving and always going and always learning.